thought it was assigned to you.
All right, we're on.
Okay. Good evening, all of Salamore. Someone from apart from the board present. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. I'm the Vice Chair, Stephen Linsky from Ward 2. Present at the beginning of the meeting is the Chair of the Committee, Alderman Santiola from Ward 4, Alderman Hesahan from Ward 3, Alderman Rice from Ward 5, Alderman Blazer from Ward 6, Alderman Baker from Ward 7, President Emeritus, and Rebecca Smith, Committee Clerk. What we're going to do, we'll start and take these items in order, starting with docket item 95-09, parens 2.
Okay.
Programs and Services Committee. Alderman Santiola.
Yeah, I
just got to read that into the record, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Programs and Services Committee requesting establishment of an advisory committee to review processes of the Board of Aldermen and report recommended efficiency improvements by the Board of Aldermen members and the advisory committee shall be appointed by the chairman and vice chairman of the Programs and Services Committee and the president of the board. I'm going to recognize Alderman Rice. There was communication sent to the committee earlier relative to the original docketer of the item. Who had a few comments who could not be present this evening. So what we're going to do is read his comments into the record and then proceed to an action following that. So, Alderman Rice.
We received this email to all members of the Program Services Committee from Tom Sheff, subject 9509. Dear Programs and Services members, I hope all is going well with you and your families. On Wednesday, January 19th, you'll be discussing 9509. I am sorry that I will not be able to attend the meeting myself. My schedule doesn't permit it. I hope you understand I have been in the past meetings, but unfortunately not this one. 9509 is a proposal to the Board of Aldermen to set up a committee selecting citizens utilizing the most talented individuals in the city. The committee should consist of one or two current aldermen, several ex-aldermen, and the rest of the committee made up of citizens with particular skill sets, i.e. IT professionals, city managers of another city, etc. The purpose of this committee is to draft a memo, for the lack of a better word, of exactly what individuals in the Board of Aldermen actually do as part of their responsibilities on the board. Once they have developed this memo, they are charged with proposing efficiencies the Board of Aldermen may or may not implement. 9509 is important in many levels. I believe the mayor has made it a huge priority to get more citizens' involvement, which this clearly does. This shows objectivity, whereas in other house in study of more efficiency does not. It can be very difficult to be involved in a time-consuming job like being on the Board of Aldermen and being able to analyze the job objectively. I think the one weakness of the board has in the whole a lack of PR from the board. A lack of PR from the board.
Oh.
I take that personally. Well,
people don't trust politicians, and whose fault is that? Politicians. If you take care of these efficiency in the house, people will have respect and trust from your accomplishments as they would have objective outsiders proposed the efficiencies. For example, when Mayor Cohen went in front of people and said, "We are running a deficit," I heard many people say, "Just go into some of those mysterious bank accounts." And then that seemed to pop up in the last second and get the money from that lack of trust. But once the CAG analyzed our finances and said close to the same thing, our finances became a serious matter. Having objective third-party people involved in the project brings more legitimacy to the project. In my opinion, this is the type of project that should be done periodically to make sure we stay in the current and with the times of technologies. We are extremely behind in the times with our technology. And I feel if you let the committee play out, you will find that your own job will get infinitely easier. The point is, the faster you work, the faster the city can get things accomplished. The mayor has worked extremely hard changing people's mindset at City Hall. It's now up to you to change the mindset within the Board of Aldermen. Clearly, we have much more difficult decisions we made now than 20 years ago, but we are still stuck in the 1990s. I invite any friendly amendments that don't change the goals of the committee. I hope you take this proposal seriously, as I believe it's an important topic for the future of the city. Thank you. Sincerely, Tom Sheff.
Amazing. You know, you got all that in that little...
Yeah, that's nice. He says we're not up at technology. I mean, my goodness. Alderman Santiola.
I could wanted to table this item because President Lennon is unable to join us, and he and Alderman Lappin and also Ruth Ann Fuller wanted to chime in because Alderman Fuller is very interested in the item and in the concept, and Alderman Lappin and Alderman and President Lennon are interested in updating the board on where they are with what they're
yes.
planning to do.
Okay.
So if we could table that because they're stuck
That's
in.
That's fine. Okay. So there is a motion by MSNGLO to lay this item on the table. I guess it's probably the correct item, terminology, and we will get back to it hopefully when they can join us. The further discussion on that motion? Being none, all in favor of laying it on the table? I count six in favor. Opposed? None, and there are two members that are not present voting. So,
I always wonder what laying it on the table really was supposed to mean.
No, you're not.
Okay. Well, you can get off now. So by vote of six in favor, none opposed, two members not present and voting, that item is being laid on the table. I thought Linda took off. What's happening?
I asked her to leave.
You asked her to leave.
Yeah, because this is my item.
Was she going to comment on
she
the turf?
She didn't have... She wasn't here for the turf. Bob's supposed
to maybe
to get
a public
Linda was coming for the tobacco.
Okay. Well, then we will proceed. The docket item 307-10, Programs and Services Committee, proposing a resolution to the Interim Director of Health and Human Services to increase the tobacco seller's license fee. Can I turn to the chairwoman to...
Yeah. I had originally docketed a similar item, and we had a discussion, and we NAN'd the item recently because of the committee item. I wanted to update the committee with the information that Linda had sent to me. She had spoken or talked with David Naparsik, and it was his understanding that the tobacco sales permit fee was set when the Mass Department of Public Health was funding an ongoing tobacco compliance activity in Newton and in other communities. And he says that they were advised by the MDPH that they could not factor retailer compliance check costs into their fee while they were providing the funding. And so now that they're no longer receiving the funding from the Department of Public Health, he is suggesting that the city might consider increasing the fee to cover the cost of compliance checks. But in order to do that, we'd have to establish a revolving fund, and there are all sorts of other issues that we need to discuss. So I was going to recommend to the committee that because we are in the process, or the mayor is in the process of selecting a new commissioner of public health, that we NAN this item and we bring it forward after more research is done, and we bring it forward to that new commissioner of public health. So that's my motion.
You prefer to
NAN? Well, you want to NAN it around
the moment.
Well, you can hold it. But at least you have to change the docket item because it's no longer the interim. It would be the commissioner.
That
that's fine. Either way.
Just NAN it. We'll refile it.
There is a motion for no action necessary. Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor of that? I see. Again, six in favor. Opposed, none. Two members are not present voting. So, by a vote of six in favor, none opposed, two members not present voting, this item is deemed no action necessary and will be redocketed at the appropriate time.
Do you want to get Alderman Yates, or do you just want to refer this to rules?
No, I don't know. Does the committee want
to
hear?
I think this ought to go to rules because it's basically the question of what happens to community preservation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same. Do we even want to get
him? Do you even want to hear from him?
Why don't we get Brian? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just so at least he knows this much.
He's at the snow meeting.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Let him at least comment on that.
Yeah.
It might be agreeable. So let's go into
it. But I would take it up with the other item.
On the side.
Oh, behind the door. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. What is it?
Spinach artichoke dip.
Very good. And Mitch, I didn't see him, but I went to community preservation over at the senior center because Dedham Street, which is on the intersection of what is 8 and 5, is doing a presentation over there. So John, Friedman, Mitch, and myself were over there.
Oh, okay.
About what?
They're looking for community. They're looking for a 14-unit development over there on, I'm going blank on which number, Dedham Street, and looking for some money from community preservation for affordable housing.
And which portion of Dedham Street is it? Where the Chabad used to be?
It's down by Countryside. It's like 202. I'm going blank on.
Oh, is it that big big Victorian house?
Yeah, but there's a big barn next to it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a teardown.
But they're going to try to keep the barn and then develop around there.
What do you say?
But all the neighbors and
still has,
of course.
He doesn't want to leave because he wants to vote, so he says to take up the next item and he'll see if he can make it down.
Okay.
Well, I can't take the next item until I have Bob DeRubis.
And Bob is in the snow.
This is only supposed to be an hour.
Does the committee want to vote to go into recess to take up the last two items?
Maybe for 15 minutes.
Let me just read my item and I'll explain where we're at.
Read that into the record.
Oh, all right. So we want to take it up and pop it off. Okay. Docket item 8-09, Alderman Hess, Mahan, Linsky, Albright, Friedman, Mansfield, Johnson, Harney in advance, proposing an ordinance requiring that the installation of synthetic infill turf athletic fields on city-owned property shall use sustainable, recyclable, lead-free, non-toxic products to the maximum extent feasible. Alderman Hess, Mahan.
Okay. Last time we did this, I think it was in February. Mm-hmm. We had asked Parks and Rec Commission to look at the language. I had language, which is attached to the agenda. Thank you. It wasn't any problem for me to find it. It was on my computer. But I had forwarded it to Bob DeRubis, and he said he would bring it to the Parks and Rec Commission. In the meantime, surprisingly, the off-leash dog parks actually sucked all the oxygen out of the room. So he had discussed it informally. And correct me if I'm wrong, Rebecca, because I'm partly of what you said. But he had discussed it informally, and there was no objection, but he does want to bring it up formally. So next meeting's Monday?
Yeah, they're going to talk about it on Monday.
Okay.
Then you would just move hold?
Yeah, I would just move hold, let them talk about it, and then hopefully I'll be able to be there on Monday. Yeah. I didn't realize it was going to be Monday. It was their next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I support the motion to hold. I'm going to be at that meeting anyway to talk with them about the off-leash dog fees. I guess there's some issues about that.
Once again, off-leash will suck all the oxygen out of the room.
I think we'll have to have them do the turf thing first.
Yeah, I don't think it'll take them very long. As I said, I think they don't have any objection to it, and you know, if they agree to it in principle, then we can just make sure that the wording's right.
And it sounds like Bob is.
I mean, the language itself is really, it's open-ended enough. The aim is to get it as good as you can make it, and, you know, it's environmentally safe as well as safe for public health. And then, you know, it's not to outlaw, it's not to ban it. It's basically to make sure that whatever materials we use, they're going to be ones that are the safest, that are, you know, reasonably available on the market. Now, they come along with developments every year that change, and as a matter of fact, people, for some reason, I don't know why my name's been associated with this, but they will FedEx me packages of these materials, which I'll open and then look it all over my house. So. And I'm not dead yet, so apparently they're safe. So, no, but in all seriousness, you know, they continue to develop safer products, in part because people are pushing for them, so I want to make sure Newt is one of the communities that's pushing for it. I don't know if Steve from Godock has any thoughts.
So you have a front rubber wall to wall carpeting in your house now?
We do not, not on purpose. Although every time our kids go down to one of the, you know, sports facilities that does have it, you know, they'll come back with in their mouth and their ears and their cups.
It's everywhere. It's awful.
It's static electricity. It sticks to things.
What is it?
The crumb rubber. Actually, it's virgin rubber now that they use in most places. They don't use crumb anymore.
What's it called?
Virgin rubber.
Oh, virgin. It's not recycled.
It's not recycled tires, which tend to contain lovely things like arsenic and other things like that.
Oh. Well, it will be interesting to hear what the Rec Commission thinks about it. So,
motion to hold.
Motion to hold. We're joined by Alderman Merrill, Ward 1. Howdy. We're whipping our way through this. There's a motion to hold on the item. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of hold. This is on the item, sir. Okay, we have seven. We have a vote of seven in favor, none opposed, and there's one member not present in voting. So, by vote of seven in favor, none opposed, one member not present in voting. That item is held.
So back to snow.
Now we're back to recess for some dip. Okay, we are going back to item 357-10 for item 2. The committee has laid this on the table. I'm going to recognize Alderman Baker.
Because this item is parallel to an item already in rules, I'd move that we refer to rules, and certainly I will consult with Alderman Yates in advance of the discussion.
There is a motion to commit this item to the Rules Committee. Is there further discussion on Alderman Baker's motion? Seeing none, all in favor of committal, That is 7 in favor, opposed, none, and there's one member not present in voting. So, my vote is 7 in favor, none opposed, one member not present in voting. This item has been referred to the Rules Committee. We do acknowledge that Alderman Yates may be joining us later, and if at his request he seeks reconsideration, we will take that up at that time.
Okay.
Alderman Sangiel.
Oh, are you going to read the next one?
I thought we are 20th now on the current top.
No.
I don't think they're done yet.
They're not done yet. I'll move hold.
We got to go.
Right.
I thought we were going to.
Forget it. Let's move hold.
Okay.
Right?
Because I think I would move forward with the understanding that we would like a report from the President and Vice President on what they're...
And the end is scheduled, and they are down in another meeting, and we're not sure when they're going to come out. So we could move hold, or we could just sit here for another 10 or 15 minutes.
I've got to get ready for class, so I'm no disrespect to the other process. If I'm not needed, I'm not... interested in sitting here for 15 minutes.
Well, although Alderman Baker could leave, is the rest of the committee members want to stay and hang out? And
as long as we got dip.
That should last how long? 20,
25
minutes.
This will last
longer. As acting chair, I'm going to recommend we will again go into this and give all those who want to bail an opportunity to themselves. Gracious.
Those in favor of recess?
As opposed, what does recess mean exactly?
It's go out to the playground. Swing on the swing.
Yeah, that's right, that
recess. Are we in recess now?
I mean, does that mean we're...
Okay, we're back on the record. Docket item 95-09, for instance. This item, excuse me, has been put on hold. There is a recognized Alderman Sangiel.
Yeah, we put the item on the table, but seeing as seeing that the snow meeting is going well beyond its scheduled time, I'm going to move hold until we can have President Lennon and Alderman Lapin present for the discussion of this item.
Motion to hold. Is there further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of hold. I'm going to 7 in favor, opposed none, and there's one member not present. So, 4-7 in favor, none opposed, one member not present in voting.
Okay.
I think that brings us back down. Okay, we actually did hold on the 8th.
Yeah, I know. We all talked about it.
That's it, huh?
Yep. Motion to
adjourn. Okay, motion to adjourn by Alderman Sangiel. All in favor, by 7-0.
We are so
gay. At 8:33.
We don't need a class
process. We can deal with snow in 15 minutes.
So I have to ask, Stephen, how do you deal with the chairman today?